If I'm gonna turn velo turning sin. If I'm gonna turn velo turning sin. Turning in colour, turning in gwai. Turning in crevith, thandroseniai. If I'm gonna tan fel y tan yn llyn.
Listen, I'm going to tell you a story about hope. Well, it's a story about losing hope. It's a story about losing everything and everyone you ever loved, even the people you didn't know you loved until... Anyway, the point is that this is big. I've got so much to tell you I feel like I could have forever and I wouldn't have enough time. I guess it's kind of like life that way. But this story is nothing like the life you've known before. This is a story about magic and monsters. It's about knights and dragons, witches and kings. It's about life and death and dreams and love and everyone who's ever hidden in the dark where you think they can't see you. Yeah. Me too. I think sometimes things get so bad you become convinced that the only way out is to burn it all down and try again. Let's start there. One day. The world ended.
Sweet Holy Mary, Mother of Jesus! Hurry!
Die! Up here! He can't climb the slope! Come on!
How the hell am I supposed to get up this thing?
Take my hand.
Morgan! Oh my God! You're alive! You're bleeding!
I'm fine! Take my hand, Di, quickly!
Where's Galahad?
Running interference. Are you both okay? Fine.
Morgan's bleeding. I don't want to alarm you, but has anyone noticed that the giant pig is gaining on us?
I'm on it. You have a plan?
One that doesn't require any stupid noble idiots sacrificing themselves, right?
Do you see that cottage? Proper old stone Welsh walls. I think if we can get inside, it'll hold up even if Tortoy does catch up with us. Not sure that's an if.
Sorry, did you just say Tortoy? As in Keeloch Ac Olwen with a comb on his back?
That's the one. Poison spines too, which is fun for us. Gel! Harry, whatever the plan is, we need it now.
Morgan, pick the lock on the door and get Di inside, whilst me and Gellert run interference to buy you time.
I hate that plan.
Sounds good.
On my mark. Go!
Hey, you! Get going, pig! Over here! That's nice! Hey, snack! Come on, just waiting for you! Here, let you go to me!
I didn't agree to this!
Come on! Over here! Don't even think about it!
I'm just gonna stand here and watch them die!
Is this it? Is this the moment where you want to find out whether you have any real power?
Fine!
That's what I thought.
Get it! Get
Morgs, not to rush you or anything, but I think we're running out of time.
Try and die.
Hey, it's okay. Look at me. Seriously, we've got seconds. Breathe. Slow down. We can do this.
I really hope you've got that door open!
Okay, I think we're safe.
Since when?
Let me look at that. Di, where are you going?
Just looking around.
Okay, this is probably going to sting a little bit, but just stay.
Hey. There's anyone here? You can come out now. The, that thing is gone. You're safe. We're not going to hurt you. We're the good guys. Hello? Please? Okay. That's understandable. All things considered. No one.
Die.
You okay, Morgan?
I'm fine. Parry's still good with a needle.
I think I'm getting better.
Yes, you are.
So. What now? Episode 1. Keep the home fires burning.
Morgan, are you able to move?
I've had worse.
Not sure that answers the question.
We live in the apocalypse, Di.
Speaking of which, let's do a search of the premises. You know the drill, standard phenomena warning signs. Skittering, hissing, unearthly whispers, weird smells, and indescribable feeling of melancholy, all that jazz.
Who's going where?
Morgan, I want you in the garage. See if there's anything we can salvage, but please don't strain yourself. Your pain tolerance scares me, but I don't want to have to sew you up again. We're getting short on sterilised thread.
I promise not to tear my stitches.
What about me?
Di, you do another check of this cottage. If there's anything here, it's the kind of creature that prefers to stay hidden.
An ambush predator. Great.
And you, Parry?
I'm going to take the studio down the hill.
The one half buried in the woods? Absolutely not. That's suicide.
I'm the only one here with a name. I'll be fine. We're nearly out of food, let alone meds and fuel. We need supplies now.
You were the only one here with a knight's name. But, point taken. Be careful.
When am I not?
You actually want us to answer that?
Walkie-talkies?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Salt, iron, silver?
Call me Dean Winchester.
No.
Spoilsport.
Okay, see you guys back here in an hour.
Gallant! Eel!
Have fun with nature! Another wool blanket. Hello there. I know you.
CB radio, right?
And if you have batteries, then... Yes!
Oh, I'm a genius. Okay, well, Morgan's a genius because she's the one who actually got obsessed with these when she was 13, but...
Communications have been severely disrupted. The number of casualties and the extent of the damage.
Yeah. Who else is out there?
Hello? Hello?
Bravo Alpha Niner.
Can you hear me?
is anyone out there?
Take me to your leader.
Shh. Ty?
Nope.
Absolutely not. Ty? Hello? Hello, is anyone there? Station, if you can hear me, I can hear you. I'm here. Hello? Jesus Christ, I thought you were dead. Hello? Can you hear me? Die. Die? Are you there? Please?
Oh God, this is real. Hello? Are you actually Gwen? My Gwen, Gwen Turner, because if you're not, then you have to tell me right now.
What?
If you're a ghost or an echo or whatever, then I don't think I can do this.
You think I'm one of the phenomena?
Can you prove you're not? Gwen?
Blumenems.
What? Don't.
Yes, you do. You always pick them out and put them aside. Whenever you share a packet, the only ones that are left are blue. Every time. They don't even taste different.
It's actually you.
Your turn.
Sorry?
Oh, you've convinced me this could all be a really horrible trick. Convince me that you're my guy.
April 1st, first year.
Fuck. Hi.
Hi.
Right, let's see what we got here. Worry. Well, that's pointless. I could use this. Or do you? Okay, that's also pointless. This can be good. Fuck! Oh. Jesus, Perry, don't do that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
It's fine, just jumpy.
How's it looking?
Good. Amazingly good, actually. I'm guessing they were hippies or something. This place is pretty much self-sustaining. I honestly don't know why they left. I mean, the cataclysm hit the cities hardest, right? This is basically the perfect place to weather the apocalypse.
Unless there's something hiding in the woods.
Did you find anything?
No, but I'm not ready to let my guard down yet.
I think we should stay here. At least for a few days. I mean, they've got water filtration. Food. I actually think I might be able to get this truck working. Perry, we've got petrol.
Basically luxury.
Calling Di Frodo was only going to go so far to convince him to keep hiking.
Fair point.
How was the studio?
Good. I mean, hippies or preppers, they've got enough medical supplies down there to last us a year at least. If we're lucky and we don't get attacked too often.
Lithium?
No, we'll need to go into town for that. But he's not out yet, right?
No, he'll tell us.
I agree about staying here. You're right about the supplies and it's getting colder. I really don't want to be out in the woods come Samhain. And I don't know how we're going to survive wild camping in Wales in midwinter.
Have you spoken to Di?
Not yet.
He's not going to love it.
He'll understand.
I thought you were dead.
Funny how that happens.
Where are you? What happened?
Shouldn't I be asking you that question?
Di.
I mean, you're the one who left in the middle of the night with no explanation. The one who abandoned us in the heart of Banai Brycheinog, surrounded by Gragedd Annwn and dead kings and God knows what else. You stole half our food!
It wasn't...
Perry knew you'd betray us. They said you were a coward. They said it from the start. They didn't even want to let you come. They knew you'd go running back to Arthur the second you got the chance. But not me. I'm the idiot. I'm the gullible, stupid idiot who insisted there was no way that you could have done that to us. To me. Because I trusted you. So instead, we mourned you. I mourned you. because the only other explanation was that you'd been taken in the night and were dead or worse. We looked for you for weeks. We couldn't even find a corpse. And now you're alive. So explain that to me.
You don't know what it's like.
I think I've got an idea.
And all this. Arthur, the knight. The story. It's always singing in the back of my head. It feels like someone put a magnet in my skull. I tried to fight it. I tried so hard to die, but I just couldn't. Against me like an elastic band. With every step we took, they took me away from it. I just wasn't strong enough.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to feel weak.
Gawain.
That doesn't matter now. I'm getting out.
But you just said...
I'm choosing a different story. Gawain doesn't always stay in Arthur's court. He adventures! If I focus hard enough on the right stories, they give me an escape route.
You're not in Glastonbury?
Bristol. I hide from the patrols, mostly, so I found this thing in the first place. I want to find you. That's why I left. It's the story I made for myself. I'm a damsel in distress.
I'm not a damsel. I am in distress.
So... Give me a heading.
You already betrayed us once. Betrayed me. How do I know this isn't some ploy for Arthur to get Perry back? Or Morgan?
I wouldn't.
You did.
Look, I can't stay here. I'll take this with me. Keep using this frequency. Just think about it, alright?
Wales. We're in Wales. Head northwest. And Gawain? Please don't die again.
I make no promises.
Tell me again what we're doing here.
It's a surprise.
Great. Is it a surprise we can open inside where it's slightly less freezing cold?
No, just give me a minute. Harry, can you help me with this?
I'm not sure I want to be complicit in whatever this is. Three, two, one.
Thank you. Right, so, we're staying here. It's the little cottage that could. Fine.
Honestly, you were taking it better than I thought you would.
I love you too, Morgan.
This relates to the big pile of wood. How?
Obviously. The biggest problem with living our best hermit lives is that our chances of finding anyone else who survived the cataclysm have plummeted right down to infinitesimal.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
So, I have decided on direct action. Drumroll, please.
Come on.
Die! We need that!
What are you doing?
I'm lighting the beacons. Anyone who's anywhere near here will see this and know that we're safe. That we're alive and that they can come and find us.
Oh my God.
Do you have any idea how dangerous this is? Have you thought about it at all? What if it attracts the phenomena?
But then we'll handle it.
What if we can't handle it?
We'll figure something out. Morgan, seriously. It's the end of the world. We're on our own. It's been 9 months and the only other people we've seen in all that time are those morons in Glastonbury. If anyone else survived, then the odds are that they're alone too. That they're lost and scared and cold and looking for a light in the dark. We can be that light. It's worth the risk.
What if the knights see it?
From Somerset? Look, my geography's bad, but...
They'll be looking for us. For me and Perry.
And they haven't found us yet. Please, just let me try.
If anything happens, and I mean anything... We're putting it out.
Oh, yes! Caveats.
Yeah, all right, I'm great. Now I'm going back inside. Come on, Gellert.
Barry?
It's not a terrible idea.
You hate it.
It's just...
Just what?
I envy you, I guess.
Envy me? Envy what?
I guess... I don't believe the world is coming back. I don't think we get that choice. I think... Probably... This is it.
I don't either.
Yeah, you do. See you inside, okay? It'll be getting dark soon. Don't stay out too long.
Camlan, Episode 1, Keep the Home Fires Burning, was written and directed by Ella Watts. It was produced by Amber Devereaux. Our production manager is Ross McFarlane. This episode featured Tobias Weatherburn as Di, and Harrod Phillips as Morgan, Robin Holdaway as Perry, Paul Warren as Gwaine, and Peter Wicks as the news anchor. Special thanks to Hobbs the Lion for playing Alert. Original score by Amber Devereaux, and additional music direction by Alessa Catterall. This podcast is a Tin Can Audio production, made possible with support from Creative Scotland and the Inevitable Foundation. It's Ella here, right at the very end of the episode, with a bit of housekeeping for you. First of all, thank you so much for listening to the first episode of Camlan. This podcast has been in my heart for 8 years, and I can't believe it's finally real. Episodes are going to be released every 2 weeks on Mondays. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do that wherever the internet is found, at CamlanPod. If you'd like to give us a tip, we'd be very grateful for your support. While Series 1 of Camlan was generously funded by Creative Scotland and the Inevitable Foundation, we currently have no guarantee of future funding for more series. If you like the show and you want to give us a bit of cash, you can give us a tip on ko-fi.com/camlanpod or on Patreon. This money will be used exclusively on the show for things like producing merchandise, performing live shows, and producing future seasons. As a team, we are committed to only doing these things if we can pay our creatives a fair wage, so none of this is guaranteed. But, much like our core trio, we live in hope. If you'd like to join me, Amber, and occasionally other members of the cast and crew for a live listen-along of each episode of Camlan as it releases, you can do that on Mondays from 8 till 10pm GMT. On Wednesdays at the same time, Amber will be taking you through the process of composing the music for the show. And, on our off weeks, Amber will be doing a production stream on Mondays, where they break apart the project file for each episode and explain how they did the sound design. These streams are always a fun and cozy time, and if you have any questions about the show for Amber and I, it's a good opportunity to ask them. Finally, I'd like to give you a podcast recommendation. Specifically, two podcast recommendations. The first is New Year's Day. This is a brand new annual podcast from Lauren Shippen, the brilliant talent behind shows like The Bright Sessions and Bridgewater. New Year's Day is a very slow-burn, enemies-to-lovers queer romance about a pair of magicians. I won't tell you more, it'll spoil it, but the first three episodes are up now, and they're a treat. My second recommendation is We Know None. This series is about a young woman looking for her missing girlfriend and getting sucked into a horrifying supernatural conspiracy. If you know the show The Magnus Archives, this is a bit like that, but about queer women and set in Wales. It's great. I love it. Thank you so much again for your support. And remember, keep the fires burning. Diolch Camerando.